book of Numbers, the 25th chapter. We'll begin reading at the first verse. The Bible said, "And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, Take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, Slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal Peor." I'd like to talk to you tonight on the master of the opening. Amen. The master of the opening. If you'd help me pray. God of heaven, Father, Lord, I thank you tonight, O God. God of heaven, Father, I thank you for your mercy and for your grace, God. God, I thank you, Lord God, for your provision, God. God of heaven, Lord God, would you touch tonight, O God, in the youth service. Father, anoint me, God. This feeble vessel, anoint it, O God, I beg you, God. God, use me to speak to these hearts, O God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We find in our text tonight and how that Israel had been wandering through the land, and they had come, and praise God, and they had abode there in Shittim, and the people there, as they were there in the city there, and they started to begin to commit whoredoms with the daughters of Moab, and how that we can know that that Moab was a sinful place, and it was much of a wicked place, and how that it was a terrible place, praise God, and the sin in it, it stank in the nostrils of God, and amen. And but the children of Israel, they had wandered there, and they was led there, praise God, and they abode in that place, and as they were there, and they began to commit these whoredoms with the daughters of Moab, and eventually after they began to commit these whoredoms, that the people had called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. Now we know that Israel, amen, praise God, was the children of God. They were to serve the one and the only, the true and the living God. Amen. They had, praise God, the commandment was given unto them, for I am a jealous God, for thou shalt have no other gods before me. Amen. And they had to forget this. Amen. As they began to partake with the daughters of Moab. Amen. How they began to partake. Amen. With the daughters of this world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And they went on down. And the Bible said, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. Amen. How they would bow down and they would worship to the God of Moab. Amen. And they joined themselves unto Baal Peor. And that's where I'd like to talk to you tonight, about the master of the opening. Amen. Praise God. And you can find, amen, in studying this word out, that the word Baal means master. Amen. Praise God. He was a master. He was a taskmaster. Amen. Causing them people, amen, to work hard in the labor. Amen. It was a hard thing. Amen. To serve Baal. Amen. It was a hard thing. Amen. There was no rest. I said that there was no peace. No, but it was a hard thing. Amen. And praise God. Amen. It was something, amen, that is not likely or not lovely. Amen. No, but it was hard. Amen. Praise God. But this word Baal meant master. In the latter half of this word, Peor, meaning a gap. Amen. He was a master of the gap. He was a master, amen, of an opening, amen. Praise God. I'm here to talk to you tonight about an enemy of your soul, amen, that is seeking about as a roaring lion, amen, seeking whom he may devour, amen, and he's after you young people, amen, in such an hour as this, amen, in such a vulnerable time that you're in, amen, you have choices on this side, you have choices on that side, amen, and every choice you make, amen, you through the rest of your life. I said that praise God. Amen. That he is seeking and walking about. He is seeking whom he may devour. He has come, praise God. No doubt to each one of you in this house. Amen. And he has done. Just as the daughters of Moab had done to the children of Israel. Amen. He has came and he has invited you. Amen. To the sacrifices of their God. Amen. I tell you tonight. Amen. Praise God. To not make that choice and follow them. No, but stay on the winning side. I said stay on the winning side. Amen. I tell you tonight. Amen. And there's a good group of young people among the holiness people. Amen. They are being brought up. Amen. And taught in the right ways. I say that they are being taught in the right ways. Amen. They are being kept away. Amen. From the world the best we can. Amen. Praise God. And it is for a reason. Amen. I tell you, it's for a reason. For the way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. And praise God. You'll be bound by that taskmaster. Amen. If you go to that side. No, praise God. But I tell you tonight that there is one church. There is one young people. Amen. That you can hold on to. That you can run to. I say that this same Jesus. Amen. That they was with on the Sea of Galilee. I say that this same Jesus that ascended into heaven. Amen. Shall so come in like manner. Amen. I tell you tonight. Amen. To stay on the winning side. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. There are people. Amen. Oh, help us tonight, God. Amen. As they were there. Amen. Praise God in Moab. And the people called them. Amen. They called them unto the sacrifices of their gods. Amen. Praise God. For the people of Israel, the children. Amen. They did go. Amen. But before the people went to the sacrifice of Baal Peor, amen, they had to first look upon it. And they had to consider it. And they thought about it in their minds. Amen. Praise God. They give thought to that which was unholy. Amen. They give thought to that. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew, amen, is where it's recorded, that the light of the body is the eye. Amen. Praise God. And if therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. I said it shall be full of darkness. Amen. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Amen. I tell you, amen, when them people, when they begin to look upon that sacrifice, no doubt they begin to look there. Amen. And they considered that thing in their mind. Amen. And they decided that they was going to go and partake, amen, and go to that sacrifice of Baal Peor. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, amen, that it opened up their eye. Amen. It opened up a portal. Amen. The eye being a way to the heart. Amen. And that's what God in their heart. I tell you that there is an enemy tonight. And he is, praise God, looking at everyone. He is looking for a way in. I tell you, they didn't call him Baal Peor, the master of the opening, for nothing. Nobody knows that if he can get you young people looking at them sacrifices, looking at them things of the world. Amen. He knows if he can get you young people, get your mind off of Christ, and get it on them ungodly things, that he can find a way into your heart. Amen. It is no new trick. Amen. For Baal Peor. I said it is no new thing. No, he's been doing it for years. Amen. And I tell you that there is nobody, amen, that is not subject to it. There is nobody, amen, that is not subject to it. Amen. Every one of us, we have to make a choice. We have to make that right choice. Amen. And turn away. Amen. I say to turn away from that evil thing and not go to the sacrifice of Baal Peor. Amen. Woo. Praise God. Now Baal Peor, he was worshipped on the Mount of Peor. Amen. Can't see right now. Praise God. with impure rites. They worshipped him with that that was unclean. Amen. They worshipped him. Amen. With them things that are ungodly. Amen. With them things. Amen. That God hates. Amen. Oh my God. And he has come. Amen. And he is trying to get every one of you young people. Amen. To eat of that sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But them things which the Gentiles did sacrifice, I say that they sacrificed unto devils. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I would, oh my God, and not to God. And I would not that ye have fellowship with devils. Amen. Praise God by sacrificing these things. Amen. To these devils. By sacrificing these things. Amen. To Baal Peor. I tell you, you open yourself up to a new realm, amen. I say you open yourself up, amen, to something you don't want to partake in. I say you open yourself up, amen, and it's something that's going to leave you beaten and scarred. Amen, it's going to leave you marred. Amen, I tell you, open yourself up, amen, to something you don't want to partake in. I tell you, you kids out there tonight, you young people don't know what you got. Amen. Praise God. Don't lose it. Amen. I tell you, I was one that was not raised in the church. Amen. Not knowing God loved me till about 5 years ago. Amen. Praise God. You don't know what you got. Amen. I was brought up. Amen. To worship Baal Peor. Amen. I tell you, I was brought up in the house of a drunkard. Amen. I was brought up. Amen. Running the streets. Amen. I tell you, amen, there is no better thing. Amen. There's nothing in that world. Amen. Praise God. Better than living for God. Amen. Make the right choice, young people. Amen. Don't let Baal Peor. Amen. Get into your heart. Amen. You'll go to places that you said you'd never go. I say you'll do things that you said you'd never do. Amen. You'll find yourself in places. Amen. That praise God. Amen. That not an ordinary man would go. Praise God. Amen. Oh, my God. My God, let me tell you. Amen, let me tell you. Amen, you want to know some of the places that you'll end up? Amen, I've been. Amen, Brother Birdsong, at the lowest of lows. Amen, praise God. I went places, amen, I said I'd never go. Amen, praise God. But I'm glad tonight, amen, that he came by. Amen, and he saved me, amen. Praise God, I'm glad tonight that I learned, amen, about the love of God. Amen, praise God, I was in a place, amen, a terrible place. Praise God. Oh my God, amen. Praise God. Amen. I'll tell you about somewhere I've been. Amen. I was the son of a drunkard. He was the son of a drunkard. He was the son of a drunkard. Amen. Daddy used to say he was fifth generation drunk. Amen. That's what I was raised in. Amen. Praise God. Brought up. Amen. Hooked on dope at the age of 14, 15 years old. Amen. Let me tell you, young people, you don't want to be there. I say you don't want to be there. Amen. It did not just start. Amen. It just did not stop with a drink. No, but it went to bad things. Amen. I tell you, it got down. Amen. Praise God. I was behind bars. Amen. Looking at 38 years. No, 48 years. Amen. Praise God. I tell you tonight. Amen. That's where you'll end up. Amen. That's where you'll end up. If you open your heart up to this God of the Moabite deity. Amen. I tell you tonight, young people. Amen. To get in these altars and get a hold of God. Get a hold of something that'll last. Get a hold of something real. You say it'll never happen to me. Amen. I've been raised in a church. Amen. You say it'll never happen to me. I've been walking with God. Amen. Judas was one. Amen. That walked with Christ. Judas was one. Amen. That had experienced the power. Amen. Judas was one. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That walked on the right hand. Amen. Walked down the street. Amen. Saw the miracles. Amen. Saw the signs and the wonders. Amen. But he let, oh my God. Amen. He let Baal Peor. Amen. He let the master of the opening come and tick it, tip the praise God and tap at his heart. Amen. He got greedy. A little filthy lucre. Amen. And he sold the Son of God. Betrayed him with a kiss. See, amen, I tell you, God will make you do things and take things that are holy and use them to betray Christ. Amen. Just as he told my God, took that holy kiss and betrayed the Son of God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Oh my God. The Bible said, amen, to guard thy heart. Oh, with all diligence. Amen. Guard thine heart. Come on, young people. Amen. Set up a guard around that thing. Amen. Set up a fence around that thing. Amen. I said build a wall around that thing. Amen. Praise God. I said to get in this, my God. Get in the altars. Amen. Praise God. Get in your prayer closet. Amen. Get something that's going to last. Get something. Amen. Praise God. That when them wicked darts, amen, from the devil come, amen, get something that's going to block. Amen. Get something that's going to shield. Amen. I said get a hold of something. Amen. That's going to drive Baal Peor away. Amen. Draw nigh unto God. And he will draw nigh unto you. I said to resist the devil. And he will flee. Amen. Praise God, I tell you. I would to God that you would give Christ the keys to your heart. Amen. If you give him the keys to your heart, amen, he praise God, amen, and allow him, amen, to have control of that door, and allow him, young people, to have control of what goes in, amen, and of what comes out. Amen. I tell you tonight, amen, that you would be better off, amen, with Christ standing guard, amen, with him on the praise God, standing by the door, amen, of your heart. I tell you that no wicked thing, amen, no wicked thing will enter in, amen, as long as you got in there, and you say, Lord, have control. See, most people want a Lord, or praise God, want a Savior, but not that most people want a Lord. Amen, let him be that of your life tonight. Praise God. Praise God. You know, amen. Pray. There's so much potential in this house tonight. There's so much potential that is here tonight. There's the next preacher, the next missionary. There's the next evangelist. God might be wanting to use one of you young people in here tonight to bring revival to America. That could be one of you in here tonight. Hey, amen. Let's get a hold of something, young people. Let's get a hold of something. Amen. Let's get a hold of something to where when we get up in the morning, we walk away with a limp. Amen. And with a new name. Amen. Come on, young people. Amen. It is up to us. Amen. It is up to you. Amen. To carry on the gospel. It is up to you to take on the torch. It is up to you to stay on the front lines. After these elder saints are gone on, after these elder saints have received their crown. Amen. I say it is up to us. Amen. To keep this thing going. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to close. Amen. With this. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, God. if we, hold on, oh God, if we don't get a hold of it to where that door will stay closed, where that gap will not open, if we don't get a hold of something that's going to drive the enemy away, if we don't get a hold of it to where nothing can pull us out, if we don't get a hold of something, you're going to be just like them that have walked out the door. Amen. I know they're all over. So you know some. I don't know who you know. It's my first time up here. I don't know anybody here except those that I've met and these few from back home. But there's been some that's fallen out of our church. There's been some that's fallen out of the fellowship back home. And their life is in total shambles. Their life is in total ruin. Amen. Praise God. I was friends with a man. He was 2 or 3 years older than I am. We used to hang out together when we was younger. And I went, I got saved. Amen. I got saved, and he didn't. He stayed a drunkard and an addict, hooked on all kinds of stuff. Just, it was bad. And I got to see him one night, and I got to talking to him, and I invited him to church, and he said, I don't want to go. I said, come on, you should come to church with me. And he told me, he said, God forgot about me. God did not forget about that man. God did not forget about that man. Sometimes you young people might feel like God has forgotten you. Just because he's not, you can't feel him at that moment, does not mean he's not there. The just shall walk by faith. Come on now, young people. Amen. But that man, we went our ways. Amen. And he lived the next house down from me and my wife back home. But we went our ways. And another fella that's in the church now, and amen, we all used to hang out together, and he ran into him a year later, and he told him the same thing. He said, Chad, you need to come to church. He said, Chad, you need to come on. He told him, God forgot about me. God did not forget about that man. God did not. Amen. And just 2 or 3, 4 weeks later, amen, I got a call, and I was on my way to work the next morning, and they said, have you heard about Chad? And I said, no. The night before, he come home in a drunken rage, and he was upset about some things that was going on. He lived at his mom and his dad's, and his mom, he went in his bedroom, and his mom heard a gunshot. He killed him. He shot himself in the head in his mom's house because he thought God forgot about him. He was hopeless. Amen. But he could have had hope. Listen, young people. Amen. He was subject to that roaring lion. Amen. He was subject to that God of Moab. Amen. You are not in here tonight. And if you are, I encourage you. Amen. To come down around the altar tonight. Amen. And give your heart and your life to God. And to quit running from him. Amen. You heard the outcome of this man. Because he would not serve God. Because he would not turn his life over to God and come back to God. Amen. He was raised in the church. Amen. Praise God. He knew about the blood. He knew about salvation. Praise God. But he ended up, amen, praise God, committing suicide. Amen. And a drunk. Amen. And now he's in hell. Amen. Praise God. It's the same thing that happened to Judas. Amen. He went out and hanged himself on a tree. Amen. Could I encourage you young people tonight to not open yourself up to Baal Peor, to that master, to that one that knows how to get into your heart. He knows every nook and cranny. I say he'll know how to get in. Amen. I tell you, amen, but praise God. Amen. I tell you tonight, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door, but into the sheepfold, but climbeth in through a window or some other way, the same is is found as a thief and a robber. Amen, a thief and a robber. I say that he knows a way in. I say he can find any way. Amen, whether it's through the roof or through a window. Amen, I tell you tonight. Amen, but the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And he's come to drag you out of the house of God. Amen. Can I encourage you tonight as I close? Don't go. Oh, don't go. Amen. Don't go. You know them places that we're not supposed to look at. Go. You know them places. Amen. Huh? It's been preached many times. Amen. You know, amen, them things not to do. But praise God, what about the things we can do? Amen. What about the things we can do? How we can lift our hands and we can praise God. Amen. We can praise God. Amen. What about them things that we can do? Amen. That we believe in. Of having a move of God. Amen. Praise God about salvation. Why don't we do them things? Come on, young people. Let's get a hold of something in this life. Let's get a hold of something that's going to carry us on and give us life eternal. Let's get a hold of something. Amen. That we won't let go of. Praise God. Let's get a hold of it, young people. It's good to be in camp meeting.